It is so good to be with you today. When I got here this morning early, the parking lot was covered in ice, and I see it's clear now. That's a good thing. God is just good. And I want to take some time today just saying thank you. For a few minutes, we're going to look at some scripture. You know, the Bible is full of verses that just say thank you. I suspect you knew that though, right? And we're going to take just a few minutes this morning to look at some of these verses. And then, both this week and next Sunday morning, I'm going to give you a chance to say thank you. You know, we come upon this holiday season called Thanksgiving. And we celebrate thanks. We give thanks. Sometimes I suppose we wonder about thanks. But as I have been thinking about giving thanks, one day a year just isn't enough. And so we're going to do that today, and we're going to do it next Sunday. And next Sunday night, as Pastor Les brings us a message, I suspect we'll do it again. But as we see in our scripture today, it is an attitude of giving thanks to the Father, not just on Thanksgiving season. Although sometimes we bottle it up and package it up in a Thanksgiving season. Our attitude to give thanks is a daily thing to the Father for His goodness and His blessings to us. And so, turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles. Tim will also have it on the big screen. I'm going to share with you just three or four places from Scripture about giving thanks, and then I am going to give you an opportunity to give thanks. It's not a test. You're not going to be quizzed. You don't have to. I know some of you are starting to get sweaty palms now. And you're hoping I won't call on you. Am I right? I thought I was. It's a volunteer thing. But I just want us to have a chance to say thank you. We just sang a song and Mary read for us some scripture from Revelation. And let me remind us again from Revelation 4. It says, the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. 24/7, that's today's terminology. 24/7, these four living creatures cry out, holy to the Lord. Holy to the Lord. And verse 9 says, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. And so I read this a while back, and we sang about it last week. We sang about it again today. And I got to thinking, these four living creatures, and when you read through Revelation, you also see the 24 elders are there, and these four living creatures around the throne. The scene is heaven, the event is eternity, and their worship is praising God, giving glory to God, and saying thank you. Did you know that? These four creatures are spending 24/7 in the presence and the throne of God Himself and the Son, the Lamb who is slain, who sits on the throne next to Him, and saying, thank you. And as I pondered that, I thought, if that's the scenario in heaven, if that's the reality, and it is, then we too should recognize this should be a large part of our worship to say, thank you. Thank you, Father. Did you know that for all of eternity, some parts of it will be made up in the presence of Almighty God saying thank you? Did you know that? Part of our eternity will be made up of saying and bowing and worshiping thank you. Thank you, Father. The psalmist in Psalm 30, verse 12 said, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give you thanks. I will give you thanks forever. And I wonder, is that our attitude sometimes Is it our attitude to give thanks and be willing to give thanks not just today or yesterday or tomorrow, but forever? There are days, I suppose, when we don't. There are days, I suppose, that we do. But the psalmist reminds us, to the end of my glory, all that I am, all that I will ever be, I will not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks to you forever. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Psalmist in 95, chapter 90, Psalm 95, 1 through 3 says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Each and every time. Do you see what the psalmist is saying? Each and every time we come to the Father in prayer, we come to worship, we come to Bible study, we come to the deer stand just to praise Him. Each and every time let us come, he said, before His presence with thanksgiving. I wonder sometimes if we have that attitude. I want to come into the presence of Almighty God with thanksgiving. Or how about when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5 when he said, pray without ceasing. You've heard these verses before. In everything give thanks. Pretty easy to remember. Pretty easy to memorize. I think I challenged you with this verse last year. Pray without ceasing. That's pretty easy. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yet in spite of all these scriptures and many, many, many more, we'll look more at more next week, we may not be taking enough time to just say thank you. To just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want to give us a chance today, as I gave the earlier service, to share with us a word or two words or a phrase for what you are thankful for. We had some very good ones first service, and I expect there's more here. So tell me, tell us, so we can rejoice together, what are we thankful for today? Anybody, who's first? Our church. Thank you. The saving grace of Jesus. You know what one lady said on the first service that goes right along with what Brother Art said? She said, I am thankful that God waited for me and we met with each other. That is called the grace of the living God. The grace that reached down into humanity and said, I'll take you. No matter what our past was, the grace of Almighty God. What else? Oh, that is so good. Praise be to God. Did you know that? Did you know that the Father is not too busy for you? Ryan Johnson said it best on Facebook this week when he said, prayer, the ultimate wireless connection. Is that good? That's good. That's what Joe is saying. God is available, omnipresent. What else? You know what? I said to the earlier service, let us be thankful for the obvious and the unique. Did you know, Kurt? Kurt has just said we need to be thankful for our meals. Did you know there's 25,000 children die a day of starvation in the world? Not a bad idea to be thankful for our meals. Not a bad idea. We take a lot of stuff for granted in America, don't we? We take a lot of stuff for granted. So sometimes these seem very, very obvious. And sometimes they're very unique. One man this morning had just had he's a man of around 50. He just had his father move into his home with his wife and children. And he said, I'm thankful for that. That's very unique to him today. I'm thankful that my dad can live with us, and we're telling him about Jesus. What else? That's right, Art. And did you know, brothers and sisters, that today is the day of prayer for the persecuted church around the world? You know what the persecuted church is, right? It's believers that can't worship in the open because they're persecuted, sometimes tortured, sometimes imprisoned, many times killed because they are Jesus followers. That's the persecuted church. Today is a day of prayer for them. And Art is absolutely right. We are so blessed. We can come to church or we could pick the church up the street or down the road. We are so blessed in America and around the world. And Pakistan is one of those places. And Indonesia and all over the globe, there are places you can't go to worship Jesus in the open. And yet here we are. We take a lot of things for granted, don't we? What else? You know what? Think of Haiti. Marcy just said, a roof over our heads. Think of Haiti and Pakistan for a moment. You saw, with just a few pictures here a few weeks ago, their homes are now the branches over their heads. In Haiti, they're still living in plastic. In Pakistan, they're living under the trees and with blankets over their heads. That is their home. Do we not take a lot for granted today? And so our meals and our home may seem obvious, but we need to be thankful. Millions have no roof over their head. Thank you. I'm thinking as I look around your faces today, and I know of some sitting in hospitals, even this moment from our congregation and our community, I am thankful for places and very intelligent doctors and nurses that technology that helps treat what we are going through. I recognize God as a healer. I recognize God as the physician. But I am very thankful for places that we go and undergo surgeries and treatments and technology to contribute to our well-being. I'm very thankful for that. Because you know what? You think of Pakistan or Haiti or a whole lot of other places around the world for a moment and think of what they do not have and yet what we do. What else? You're going to have to put your thinking caps on because we're going to do this again next week. Because we do not take enough time, friends, to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Do you thank God daily for His goodness? You say, Jim, I haven't seen that goodness. You say, Jim, I haven't seen that grace. Then thank Him for His mercy. Because without His mercy, we would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. That is what we deserve. Oh, we have much to be thankful for. I heard somebody say a while ago, gratitude is riches. In other words, a thankful heart is riches. Complaint is poverty. You know what? God is very aware, as am I, of some of our broken hearts. We have lost, there was folks in our first service that have just lost their home to fire. There was folks in our first service, and there's folks here today that have just lost their loved ones. There are folks in our services that have had loved ones clinging to life, waiting upon the next surgery. But as I said last week, I shall say it again, our hope is in Jesus. And He is there in the hospital room. He is there on the deathbed. He is there in the automobile accident. If we had time to hear all of your testimony, some of you could tell us about the angels that were there in the automobile accident. He is there with you at the funeral. He is there with you when you visit the cemetery. God is good, even when we hurt. He doesn't like your hurt any more than you do. It's part of the fallen humanity. But God, friends, is good. His mercy the psalmist said, endureth forever. Have you thanked God for His mercy upon us, sinful humanity? Have you thanked God for His grace that reached down into us, as this lady said first service, that was waiting for me when I finally met with Jesus? Have you thanked God for His grace that reaches down into humanity and says, I'll take you? How about forgiveness of sin? Have you ever thought about that? As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgressions, saith the Lord. When we ask forgiveness, He forgives. Oh, praise be to God. Otherwise, we are lost in our sin forever. Friends, there is so much to be thankful for. It was only a week ago we celebrated communion. Have you thanked Him for His blood? Have you thanked God lately for the blood that was shed on the cross for you, for me, for us? Somebody said, or maybe it was in a little song, I'm thankful for the nail-scarred hands. Because without the nail-scarred hands, there's no redemption in Jesus. There's much to be thankful for, isn't there? Psalm 100, verse 4, says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, very similarly to Psalm 95, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. This is how we approach the Almighty. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And I asked the earlier service, I'll ask us as well. Does your day include prayer, intimate fellowship with the Father? And does your prayer include thanksgiving? He's waiting to hear it. He's waiting to hear from you. He's waiting to hear from us. This nation has been blessed. We have been blessed like perhaps nobody else on earth. We have much to be thankful for. We'll talk about it again next week. But one of the things we're going to talk about a little bit more in depth next week is, are you thankful for trials? Are you thankful for tribulation? Are you thankful that God cares enough about you to work on you and to fashion you and to mold you like the clay so that you will become the men and women of God that He needs you to be? The Bible says to be thankful for difficult times. Paul said it well in 2 Corinthians 12 when he's talking about this thorn in his flesh. You remember the story. And he gets down to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, and he says in the New King James, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. He says, I take pleasure in that because when I am weak, He is strong. So next week we'll talk more about the good things to be thankful for, and we're going to talk a little bit more too about sometimes we're going through life and we say, you know what, preacher, this ain't much fun. But God is there. God is there. Praise team, will you lead us in that song again, please? Let's just rejoice in singing. And continue to thank Him, not just today or tomorrow or this Thanksgiving season, but each time we enter into His presence, let us come with a thankful heart.